Good morning. Welcome to Christ Lutheran Church. Glad to have everybody here today. We've got a couple of people still coming in the parking lot. We're going to get the announcements started. Then our greeters, John and Vicki, will close the doors for us this morning. Welcome back, choir. We missed you. The singing is kaput if you're not here. Even at this service. People can see the words when they're coming up for communion, but if you're not here, they will not see. Glad to have you back. Remember, if you have an underlying health condition or you're at risk or unvaccinated, we do recommend always that you wear a mask for worship. There is no mandate, but we welcome you to that. So we have them on the greeter table if you need them. You will notice something new. I always ask you to separate your liturgy from all the announcements. This was not easy to do. It seems like it would be easy to do, but it was a request of worship and music to move the financials off the front page of the announcements. Now when you open up your bulletin, you will see the gospel for the day. Give Michelle a big amen.
Amen.
Now, this may seem easy, and I want to tell you it's not. It's not just because of the publisher. It's because, guess what? This is fixed, and it never changes. It's a box. That's your announcements on everything else. Did you notice the lessons in the psalm and the gospel aren't the same size every Sunday? Aha! It's done. Give Michelle another big amen. It will stay that way. And so if you're looking for those financials, you got to go to page 4. All the ministry teams meet this week, okay? If you're a member of a ministry team, we meet Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. It's in your bulletin in the information and events section if you forgot the date and the time. If you're interested in finding out more about what a ministry team does, come sit in with us, please. Love in the Name of Christ is doing a tour of all the facilities, not all of them, but a lot of them that do ministries with them. If you'd like to go, the sign-up is out there on the white table in the fellowship hall. It includes dinner. It's this Tuesday from 10:05, from 2 to 6. It's really interesting. If you don't remember, we do Bark and Purr Ministry, Barks and Purr. And what that means is Love, Inc. screens people for need if they have pets. And they come here. Our first clients came a week ago Thursday. And we are in need of kitty litter for that. You pet lovers. I'm not a cat person. But I could buy kitty litter because I don't have them in my house. But if you bring that, please make sure to tell us in the office because we have to put it in the storage closet in the kitchen. So they're requesting kitty litter if you'd like to bring some in. If you weren't here last Sunday, the new devotionals are out. They're on that white table, the same place the Love, Inc. sign-up is there. Also, the messenger, if you get it by hard copy for October, it is there. And if you didn't get it because you weren't here, the estimated giving form, this helps us a lot. This is extremely useful for the planning purposes of the church. How many of you were around long enough to remember when I built the first forecast for the church on cash flow? That helps immensely because it was fact-based and then less faith, putting Jesus on the spot. So just turn that in. I turned mine in this past Monday. Thank you for doing that. We are going to have cantors on occasion, especially when the choir's not here. What cantor, what they do. The Sunday I wasn't here with you, I went to St. Mark's, and I like going there. It was awesome. They have a full choir, but they had a man and a woman, and some of the hymns up on the monitors, I didn't know. But man, you could sing. So the choir's good when they're here, but if they're not here, we'll probably have somebody to help lead. You should be excited about this. Because I'm telling you, you don't sing that much, and you don't want me turning my microphone on all the time. So you hear from me enough. Thanks to the blood donors last Sunday. I was able to donate as well. 11 tried, and 10 were successful. So the big red bus will continue to come back. Their goal was 10. And now that it's back in season, people are coming back, I think we'll end up with even more. So thank you for that. This Friday at 11 o'clock, we're going to celebrate Jim Dalrymple's life. Kathy, where are you at? Raise your hand. There's Kathy. No, they can't see that. Raise your hand. Kathy's husband died right here. We're going to celebrate his life. I understand he was a baptized in the Lutheran church man, and you're a red-in-the-wool Baptist infiltrator in here. Anyway, glad to have celebrate his life. It will also be live streamed, I believe, and so if you don't want to come, you can catch it on our website. Coral's here this morning. Coral, keep coming. Keep coming. Coral. Coral needs some help in the nursery. We only have the two young ones right now. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to put the mic on for you. If we can help Coral. Yep.
Good morning, everyone. And we have another little one right here, too.
So, that's right, there's three, I forgot.
Yeah. I am asking for help with the kids. I mean, like maybe once a month or something, so that we can kind of work something out to where not everyone, you know, one person has to do it all. So we're really looking forward to people say, I'd like to work with kids for a day, you know, like an hour that we have. And all you have to do is talk to me. If you don't see me, you can tell Pastor Dave and he'll let me know. So we hope someday to have more kids and more parents. So, but for now, it's just one person. So it would be nice if somebody would just step up and say, yes, I'd like to help. I'll do it next week and then maybe another few weeks or something. So you can call me or you can tell the church and they'll let me know. That's for sure. And Pastor Dave will. So I appreciate it very much. We like having kids and want everybody to participate, please. My name is Coral. I'm around a lot, so just let me know. As it goes now, I'm going in with the kids. Have a good day.
And there is a speaker in there, so you can still hear worship. This is Andrew, and we have Isaac and Eva. I can hear them in there now. So please consider that ministry. You wouldn't have to do it every Sunday. Coral has a lot of family things she does. She's not always here, and then it ends up being on Megan. Mom, because if you didn't know, Zach, who is the father of Isaac and Eva, he works back there on the soundboard, so he's busy on Sunday mornings. Did you notice that the parking lot is finished? Not one person commented anything to that. I was amazed nobody came in and said, yay, the parking lot. You have parking bumpers. You have sod. Your shoes are clean. There are 84 parking bumpers out there. Okay, and there's more. Well, there's a little bit over there, but I think that's from Bob Soterik when he turned the AC on. We are going to dedicate the parking lot. You don't have this liturgy. I just ask you to listen this morning. This is a general order of blessing. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we give thanks to God our Father, and we seek God our Father's blessing as we gather to bless and dedicate His Son Jesus Christ. New parking lot, parking bumpers, as well as the sod, to the praise and glory of God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, God our Father, ruler of your universe. You made your whole earth for your glory. All creation praises you. We lift our voices to join the songs of heaven and earth, of things seen and unseen. You stretched out your heavens like a tent. You divided your day from your night. You appointed times and seasons for work and rest, for tearing down and building up. You blessed your people through all generations and guided them in life and death. Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Isaiah and all of your prophets, St. Mary, Mother of our Lord, St. Peter, St. James, St. John, and all of Jesus' apostles, and all of your saints and witnesses in your holy Catholic Church of ages past, in whom the Holy Spirit spoke and moved. We give thanks to you, O God our Father, as we set apart and dedicate your Son's parking lot, the new sod and the new parking bumpers, to your glory and praise. Grant us faith to know your gracious purpose in all things. Grant us joy in them and lead us to the building up of your kingdom through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain with all of us and the parking lot upgrade. Now that from the street, it looks like a fancy house of the Lord. but it's fancier in here with worship and service always. Amen. We're going to take a quiet minute to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. If you open up your worship liturgy folder, we begin together in this folder in worship with the apostolic greeting. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We come together in confession. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose teaching is life, whose presence is sure, and whose love is endless. Amen. Let us confess our sins to the Holy Trinity, who welcomes us with an open heart. Holy Trinity, our Comforter, like lost sheep, at times we go astray. At times we gaze upon the abundance you grant and complain about scarcity. At times we turn from injustice and oppression and fail to act. At times we exploit your earth with our apathy and greed. Free us and save us from our sin, gracious Holy Trinity. Continue to listen and act when we call out to you for help. Continue to lead us by your wisdom to love you and our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. All sin and fall short of the glory of the Holy Trinity. By the grace, a gift of grace in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, God our Father makes us righteous in his Son Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, receive with glad and thankful hearts the forgiveness of all of our sins. Amen. We continue on page 3 at the top with the prayer of the day, praying it together. Let us pray. Sovereign God, our Father, you create us to live in loving community with you and one another. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to form us for life that is faithful and steadfast to you, and teach us to trust you like little children, that we only reflect the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We continue with the prayer for the world. Let us pray it together. Let us pray for all victims of any forms of violence, terror, human trafficking, and all displaced peoples. All victims of ethnic, racial, gender, sexual, political, and religious discrimination and violence. All victims of natural disasters or human-made disasters. All victims of war or warlike activity, conflict, oppression, and strife, including in Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. Gracious God, our Father, healing and wholeness, through the power of the Holy Spirit, bring relief in every way you see fit for those impacted by natural disasters, human-made disasters, conflicts, persecutions, and wars. Empower all peoples to reach out to those impacted through the healing power of Jesus Christ. God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we admit our human frailties and recognize we live in a fallen creation. Restore us each and every way as you see fit, so that your will is done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Rise as you're able for the reading of the Gospel. Follow along, you'll find it again right inside your bulletin. And our Gospel lector this morning is Chris Messersmith. I'll say good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Jesus announced and enacted in history the new reality of God, his Father's surprising activity. These two teachings demonstrate this new reality. Women and children are accepted and valued, not dismissed as inferior to adult men. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, 10th chapter. Some Pharisees came, and to test Jesus they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. The disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took the children up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The Gospel of the Lord.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Grace, Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us here in this first day of October, how time flies, the year of our Lord 2021. We again give thanks for your graciousness and allowing us to have the capital available to make your son's parking lot and your house of worship as well as the house of worship of the Holy Spirit a nicer view from the street so people know that we respect and take care of your house. May they also learn what we do inside here in worship and service and how important it is. The Sabbath is a day that you commanded us to honor, and we do that. And you also command us to honor your Son in his missions and ministries, gifting us through the power of the Holy Spirit beyond our wildest imaginations. As we are cleansed from our sins in this place, receive Jesus' precious body and blood at his Holy Communion banquet table. Send us always. There's always new ministries and missions to be done. There's always the ones to take care of. We thank God for our ministry teams who are meeting this week to continue to care for this facility, and most importantly, the ministries and missions that you call us to. Thank you for the generosity of this congregation, with all the food being brought in back there right now for the wonderful Thanksgiving baskets to help our families in need at Lake Ware Middle School. Keep us ever mindful, every day to serve you and worship you is a great day to get up, and as we joke, to be on this side of the grass until you call us home. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. So aren't you glad to be on this side of the new sod? It was fascinating watching putting it in. It's done in rolls, and it was kind of neat. I like learning stuff, and so it was fun to watch him. So it is wonderful, and it looks spectacular. Thank you, Lord. So, and thank you again for your generosity. We wouldn't be able to do those things without that. In the great good news of the gospel, in St. Mark's gospel account in particular, I've mentioned this quite a few times, it's as if the disciples never get it, and Jesus uses that to teach all the time. The first verse is missing today, and I don't know why. They took it out. Did you notice we started with verse 2? Did you notice we started with verse 2? You're noticing now. This teaching that Jesus does before he explains it was done in front of a large crowd of people, not just the disciples with some Pharisees. They are trying, being the Pharisees, to trap him. And so they ask him this question. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter how he answers it. They're going to use it against them. You ever know anybody like that? Doesn't matter whether you say yes or no, whether it's a rhetorical question. Everybody's been around it. Jesus knows. And he just tells them flat out, it's because of your hardness of heart. And that had to have infuriated them. At that point, they don't care what the answer is because he's been saying that about them all along. They distort everything. But so do his disciples. They're doing something in chapter 10 that they did in chapter 9. And I find it curious that if you're walking with the man, Jesus, the divine Son of the living God, when he tells you something, you think you would stop doing the opposite. They never do in this gospel. They never do in this gospel. Now, have you noticed that if you read St. Mark? Am I the only one who gets excited about these things? Jesus is teaching them and using them to teach us. Last Sunday, I mentioned to you that the disciples were doing this about something else. Now it's children today. If you recall these verses, I'm going to read them just quickly if you weren't here. They had been arguing before on who is the greatest. St. John, the one apostle, says, "Teacher, We saw a man who was driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he doesn't belong to our group. Well, 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 this guy has more faith than they do, and what do? Complain. And we, Jesus, told him to stop. If you were here last Sunday, I went back into chapter 9 and I told you why they did this. Because when Jesus was brought, a young boy who had a demon threw himself into the water and the fire, and they couldn't get anything done, Jesus says, "How long must I be with you, you little people of faith? Bring the boy to me." And he cures him. Now they found somebody that's doing it, and they're trying to tell him to stop. And what does Jesus teach? Do not tell him to stop, because those who are with us are not against us. Does that ever speak to the body of Christ and the Holy Catholic Church? St. Teresa's Roman Catholic Church, St. Mark's, the Villages Baptist Church, Trinity Lutheran Church, the list goes on and on and on. And it's exciting. But what would the devil have? Division. What does Jesus say? They're for us. Be excited for them. Pray that they live and grow, and their clergy are taken care of, and their parishioners are taken care of. The body of Christ, this is exciting. And the disciples would have said, tell St. Teresa's to stop doing something. You won't, Jesus, but we did. I know it sounds comical. It's meant to be a little bit. But he's using them to teach. It's the same thing today. Jesus is indignant. Bring the kids to me. But they didn't get it. When he's teaching them about being great, what does he do? Some people brought children to Jesus for him to touch them, but the disciples scolded those people. When Jesus noticed it, he was angry and said to his disciples, "Let the children come to me and do not stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Remember this, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then Jesus took the children in his arms, placed his hands on each of them, and blessed them. Does that sound familiar with today? With Jesus scolding them again. What the disciples teach us consistently in this gospel is things that we do. I call it theological redirect. Theological, big word, right? Redirect. Did Jesus ever challenge you about something, the Holy Spirit, and then you go off somewhere else? Oh, we've all done it. You may not admit it. Jesus is laughing, going, "No, I'm going to pull you and chastise you and drag you right back to the point." When the disciples were arguing about who was greatest, what did he do? "What were you talking about on the road? What were you arguing about?" And they didn't want to talk about it, and he dragged them right back to it. And then he said, "None of you are as great as these children, because they receive me with open arms and they believe in me," and he blessed them. This is incredible good news. When we stray, Jesus is out there saying, "Let me get the fish hook, I'm bringing you back. And we're going to talk about the issues at hand, because I already know them and I know the answer. Why are you fighting me, my child?" In this, the disciples last Sunday had a lack of faith. "We told this guy to stop casting out." Why wouldn't they be excited? "Lord, your mission and ministries are flourishing. We saw someone who must believe in you, and they were able to cast out a demon. And we were so excited. We failed before. Maybe we can learn from this." Jesus yanked them back and said, "Tell them not to stop. He is for us, therefore he's not against us." They were trying to theologically redirect into, well, he's not one of the 12. He's not one of the greatest. And today, when Jesus says, "Bring the children," he's asking us and reminding us to keep him first. It's simple. I preach this a lot. Joy, Jesus, others, yourself. If you grew up in a good household, which I did, Not everybody is blessed with that. I had two good parents. And I remember how comfortable it was, no matter what was going on in my life, that my mom and dad provided a safe haven. When my first girlfriend broke up with me, and I was devastated, they were there for me. When I wrecked the car, the very first day I got my driver's license, my buddy opened the passenger door, and my other buddy ran into it. I wasn't gone more than 15 minutes. The school was right next to my house. They were there for me. When all the joys happened in my life, they were the most joyous. When I got accepted to college, for example. That's Jesus being lived out. Approach Him like that. And don't redirect away from the problems. They don't want to talk about divorce today. Did you notice that? They don't get it. Oh, hey, Jesus, let me pull you aside. Did you really mean that? And He says, yes, I really mean it. There's nothing wrong with that. If He says divorce is a sin, it's a sin. He didn't say, therefore, I condemn you the rest of your life. Come to Me for forgiveness. And move on. How many of you have had a second marriage that was better than the first? I have a buddy that I hang out with, and he's been divorced 5 times. Our joke with Larry is, Larry bought the 2 stained glass windows up front, by the way. He's not a church member here. Our joke with Larry always is, he's about 4 years older than me. I said, Larry, I think 5 was, don't go for the half dozen. But he has a girlfriend now. They're really significant other, and they've been in a really long-term relationship. And they're very happy together. God's always watching out for us. That's incredible good news. So for us, Jesus, others, yourself, how do you do that? Come to Jesus saying these things. I need You. And without You, I will not be successful in life. And without You, I won't know what I'm supposed to be doing in life. And I will be shallow inside and hollow. I need You. I'm coming to You as a child. This is incredible good news. Embrace Me. Bless Me. Send Me. This is exciting. The omnipotent God of the universe, crucified and risen, wants that kind of relationship with each and every one of us. And yet He won't force it on us. He receives us with open arms. And come to Him all the time and say, without You, my faith will never be strong enough. Without You, I can't accomplish anything. Without You, the Holy Spirit's not going to ignite me with fire. And without You, I have no power over the same demons that You were exercising in St. Mark's Gospel. And I don't want them inside me. And if by chance they get inside me, exercise them from me. Because ultimately without You, I have no power over evil. But with You, He says, get excited. You have the power to tell the devil, shoo away. You have no power over me, and your days are numbered. Mine are infinite in Christ's salvation. Yours are numbered. Doesn't that give you some power? This is exciting. The second most powerful thing in the universe is the devil and his minions. They have no power over us. Nobody ever gets excited. Are you excited over here? And give thanks that we're allowed to approach Him as a child. And give thanks if you feel He's teaching us. And give thanks that He calls a sin, a sin, a sin. And He won't let us redirect from it. But He heard our confession this morning. And He says, my children, you got it. If you're repeating a sin, ask for my guidance and we can get through it. But you're forgiven. I'm forgiving the sins you don't know about. And someday I'll bring them to light, either in this earth or the next. And I'm certainly forgiving the sins that you do know about. And be honest. Part of being a Christian is being honest with Jesus. You can tell Him anything. And I'm going to stand here today, and if it's a sin, I believe He's saying, my child, I bless you. Now go and do not sin again. If you heard nothing else today other than that, what a great day to be on this side of the grass. without sandy shoes. So, how do we apply it? Stick with joy. Jesus, others, yourself. Deflect and point back to Him. Don't take credit for anything. I never do. Occasionally, some of you will say, wow, your sermon really meant a lot to me. And my pat answer is, that's the Holy Spirit. And the only reason you heard anything is because you have faith receptors. It doesn't matter whether it's Pastor Chaplain, Chris, me, or whoever. If you are receiving the gospel good news from anybody, it's because you want to receive it. I've had people tell me in preaching that I said something that I didn't say. I've even had to show one person my manuscript. You said that. I know you did. And I held it up and said, find it. Well, how did I hear that? Because the Holy Spirit wanted you to hear it. That's what the important thing is. It's not about me. This table, you hear me say it all the time. I'm a waiter. If you say thank you, I say thank Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. He did the work and continues to atone for our sins. I just am blessed to get to say the words. It's exciting. It's exciting. Our homebound communion ministers do the same thing. This is exciting. Yeah, you get more out of ministry than you put into it. Have any of you figured that out yet? Every Monday when I take the food that you donate for St. Teresa's Roman Catholic Church, there's a doorbell out back, and you got to ring it. It's broken right now. I have to tease Donna Kangas, because when I was gone, she went, and nobody answered the doorbell. She opened the door. Where's Donna at? There she is. And apparently they went, what are you doing in here? You can't come in here. That's because you didn't have a funny shirt on. So since the doorbell's broken, I did go in. I thought about you. I thought I'd just start yelling, where's everybody? I didn't. There's a couple of FSU fans that greet me. Well, I'll finally have some good news for them. There's one Miami fan. She's not having a good football year. The three of them like to come talk to me because we talk faith. They always try to thank me. And I always say, no. Thank Jesus. Because the people who donate the food from our congregation, that's their ministry to help those in need. And as I keep preaching to you, the need goes up just about every month, including from July to August. Almost 1,000 more people needed food right in the area of St. Teresa's. They know that I go to the domestic violence center. I know that Tony was asked to do that while I was gone. And Tony had the right answer. Think about this. He said, they're not going to let me in. And then, no, they would not have. You can ring their doorbell up all the time, and they won't even open the door. It's the domestic violence center. Makes sense? It's locked. I'll get you a $35 shirt. And you know what this part's for, right? I've told you. When the mayonnaise jar is almost empty, you can get out the last drop. It was in the newsletter, but some kid thought it was a flea and tick collar. The St. Teresa's people know that I go there, and they specifically separate out all kinds of items for them. A lot of them are fun things that they would never buy. Cakes. They gave us an entire Publix cake this past week. You should have seen the people light up when I went in there. They're not going to buy cake in there. Their funds have to be directed towards other things, like getting people out of abusive relationships. They always try to thank me, and I said, don't thank me. Thank Jesus and St. Teresa's Roman Catholic Church for providing these things. And then I always say this, I want to thank you, which is what I do at St. Teresa's as well. You're the ones on the front line, either feeding people, comforting them, or getting people out of abusive relationships. They're the frontline warriors where the ministry actually happens. I'm just a delivery guy. Make sense? The door's too heavy for Isaac to open. Rick just rescued him. For us as Christ Lutheran Church, always give thanks for this building, the house of service and a place of worship. But remember this, it's on loan to us. Never say this is ours. This place was built for those who come after us. The liturgy has changed to be what it is now due to the pandemic, to be more welcoming in the future. I love traditional liturgy with all the chanting, with everything. It's not as welcoming these days. We have put tons of effort into the online efforts of the congregation for those who are unable to be here or those who come after us. If you want to talk about the church and be excited about it, constantly say, I know you don't come to my church, but we're collecting food. I want you to get some for us. And here's a little orange turkey so you don't forget. I ask you to do things all the time. Sometimes I volunteer you and then ask you later. These are golden opportunities to talk about the missions and ministries. And Jesus is watching, saying, don't theologically deflect from it. Go ahead and ask. I don't know where Patty keeps getting all the things she's getting from Del Webb, but she does. Because she's asked, oh, you all collect that? And now she has a bag of clothes so big she couldn't carry it in. Rise up. That's part of being a child for Jesus. Coming up here at the end of the month, can you believe it's going to be Reformation Sunday on the 31st? Martin Luther approached Christ feeling that his sins couldn't be forgiven. And he kept asking and asking and asking. And finally, he opened to Romans. And Jesus said, my child, you're forgetting my grace. The entire Holy Catholic Church is founded in the grace of Christ. That means we admit we're sinners and believe we're forgiven. Our council met for a special meeting this week. There's been some issues bantered back and forth. And I brought this prayer, which I want to pray for you, and then don't put it up yet, George, I want you to pray it with me. It keeps the focus. The devil would divide us. As long as I breathe air, that's not going to happen. Because we have more power than that, don't we? If we get divided, those shelves don't get filled. The domestic violence center doesn't get things. Never be inward. Jesus, others, yourself. This was the prayer that we prayed together as council. Gracious God, our Father, we pray for your Son Jesus' Holy Catholic Church, including his Christ Lutheran Church, through the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to fill Jesus' Holy Catholic Church, including his Christ Lutheran Church, with all truth and peace. Where we are corrupt, purify us. Where we are in error, correct us. Where in anything we are amiss, reform us. Where we are right, strengthen us. Where we are in need, provide for us. Where we are divided, reunite us. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At the end of the meeting, we prayed the same prayer together. It was a wonderful meeting of reconciliation, of different viewpoints. But I listened as much as I prayed. The council prayed this about 100 times louder after we were done with the issues. That should tell you something. That's the Holy Spirit. That's truth and peace. This is exciting. This is the admission of what Jesus is teaching. Bring yourself to me. Admit this. And I am with you till the end of your life, and then I'm going to come and get you. And then we'll go on the other side of the grass. But you're not staying there. I'm going to give you a brand new body with no defects. And you're going to worship me and my Father and Holy Spirit forever. And you're also going to get to see what I have to put up with on a daily basis. And every pastor knows that. So, George, you want to put it up? We're going to pray this together. Okay, this is the prayer I prayed with you. Got it on the monitors. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we pray for your Son, Jesus, Holy Catholic Church, including his Christ Lutheran Church, through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to fill Jesus' Holy Catholic Church, including his Christ Lutheran Church, with all truth and peace. Where we are corrupt, purify us. Where we are in error, correct us. Where in anything we are amiss, reform us. Where we are right, strengthen us.
Where we are in need, provide for us. Where we are divided, reunite us. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Don't ever let anyone theologically redirect you away from truth and peace. This prayer says it all. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you, George, for putting that up for me on spur of the moment. George is getting very good, isn't he? We pay him a lot, too. Hugs and kisses. There you go. You'll find the communion liturgy in your worship folder if you'd like to follow along on pages 3 and 4. And during Holy Communion, when Isaac and Eva come up here, watch how excited they are. You don't need to understand everything that happens here. I don't. That would be a lie. It's part of the mystery. They're excited because they know they are welcome. Today's Gospel. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, our Lord Jesus took the cup. After giving thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out the Holy Spirit, that by this holy communion we may know the unity we share with all your people in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Thanks be to God. Amen. Nice to see so many people here today. Aren't you glad we have so many chairs? May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continue to strengthen us and keep us in his grace and the power of the healing and correcting Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. We pray the blessing together. You'll find it on the back of your worship folder, page 4. Let us pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, "Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Amen. Amen. Is the choir involved with big amen?
Amen.
The end of that hymn says it all, doesn't it? It's exactly what Jesus is teaching his disciples. He is Lord. Amen and hallelujah. Continue to bring Christ to all people today and every day. Go in peace, serving his ministries and missions with the power of the Holy Spirit, sharing his gospel good news. And there's lots of goodies out there. We will, with thanks to God. Amen. If you need devotionals or if you